This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Good nutrition is essential to staying healthy, but pulling it off on a tight budget or when you're sick, that can be tough. And that's when it's even more important. So the Tarrant Area Food Bank offers free Cooking Matters classes that teach affordable nutrition to low-income families. We visited a session in Fort Worth designed for cancer survivors. This is the last of six evening classes spread over as many weeks in Fort Worth's Cancer Care Services near downtown. All eight of tonight's students are cancer survivors or work with people fighting the disease. For this class, they're also competing against the clock. Cooking Matters assistant Lauren Hickman describes the contest.
Tonight's challenge is a combination of my mother-in-law just called, and I have to have dinner ready for her in 30 minutes, combined with some kind of Iron Chef challenge.
These students are ready. Among them is Debbie Belt, who credits the course for helping her save money and eat better at home. Both were priorities for the blood cancer survivor.
It was a very rare angiosarcoma, so it was pretty serious. This was in 2015. I was given 6 months to a year to live, and I went into remission, and I'm still here.
Overall health from good nutrition can be essential when battling cancer. For decades, Cooking Matters has been a national program targeting low-income families who can benefit from affordable nutrition. But it works well for cancer patients too, like Belt, whose treatments can zap nutrients needed to get better. That's why Katrina White is here, too.
Having had cancer and afraid to get cancer again as a survivor, I wanted to learn some new skills to improve my chances of not getting cancer again.
White has picked up all the basics: how to cut down on sugar and salt, how to use whole grains and lean protein while still making something tasty, and this cheese trick.
I learned how to stretch the dollars by not overusing too much cheese and using sharp cheese. It stimulates my palate better, so now I don't need as much of it.
White's already applied other techniques at home.
I didn't realize that I can take oatmeal and grind it up and make my own oatmeal flour. That's budget conscious, and that's something that I learned from the class. And I grounded my oatmeal flour, and I made the oatmeal cookies.
Cooking Matters instructor Kathy Robinson says the curriculum is designed to deliver top nutrition at low cost. For this cancer care crowd, she brought additional advice.
If somebody's having nausea, things that are hot, you know, hot foods have a lot of smell, and that can make the nausea worse. So sticking more with the cool foods is a better choice.
Making the best food choices overall and how to gain confidence in the kitchen, that's what this class is about, says Connie Jones. She's the Cooking Matters coordinator for the Tarrant Area Food Bank.
A lot of people, they're not taught how to cook, because most people, they come to the class and they say, you know, they can't do that. Well, in our classes, they can do it.
The secret to applying these lessons at home every week may come down to taste. Eaters have long complained, too often, that healthy equals unpalatable. But Cooking Matters volunteer Bert Chance knows better. For years, he's been perfecting the library of recipes he learned here. One even took home a prize.
I've actually sauteed up carrots and chard and celery and thrown in chili just to make my chili a little bit healthier and such. Came in second in a chili contest at work because I snuck it in the chili.
Whatever you're cooking up, research shows the vast majority of Cooking Matters graduates keep using the lessons they've learned every day. For some of the Fort Worth cancer survivors, that makes continued recovery taste even better. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.